1916, 100 years ago, Ireland. Yeats and O'Casey captured the fervor of a nation, standing up once again to tyrants and declaring to the world their independence. Patriots proclaimed it.
To the people of Ireland, Irish men and Irish women, in the name of God and of the dead generations from which she receives her old tradition of nationhood, Ireland, through us, summons her children to her flag and strikes for her freedom.
The Irish Revolution was thousands of years in the making. The Patriots slain in Dublin that Easter Monday in the GPO, and those later executed, were certainly not the first to die for Ireland, nor would they be the last. But their intrepid spirit forever changed our nation.
We declare the right of the people of Ireland to the ownership of Ireland, and to the unfettered control of Irish destinies to be sovereign and indefeasible. The long usurpation of that right by a foreign people and government has not extinguished the right, nor can it ever be extinguished except by the destruction of the Irish people. In every generation, the Irish people have asserted their right to national freedom and sovereignty. 6 times during the past 300 years, they have asserted it in arms. Standing on that fundamental right and again asserting it in arms in the face of the world, we hereby proclaim the Irish Republic as a sovereign, independent state. And we pledge our lives and the lives of our comrades in arms to the cause of its freedom, of its welfare, and of its exaltation among the nations.
The rebels were small in number, young and inexperienced in battle, but their mettle was endowed by an old ally.
We place the cause of the Irish Republic under the protection of the Most High God, whose blessing we invoke upon our arms, and we pray that no one who serves that cause will dishonor it by cowardice, inhumanity, or rapine. In this supreme hour, the Irish nation must, by its valor and discipline, and by the readiness of its children to sacrifice themselves for the common good, prove itself worthy of the august destiny to which it is called. Signed on behalf of the Provisional Government, Thomas J. Clark, Sean McDermott, Thomas McDonough, P.H. Pierce, Eamon Piant, James Connolly, Joseph Plunkett.
Hibernian Transmedia NFP and I Am Ireland with Paddy Holman present Today in 1916, a once-a-month special report on the historical events in and around the Irish Revolution. February 1916. Just an example of the way things were going in Ireland at the time, Paddy. A fellow named Terence McSweeney was arrested and charged under the Defense of the Realm Act for speaking Irish.
Isn't that just, you know, something that we would take so much for granted today? Yeah. But, it goes back to the penal law times when, you know, you weren't allowed to not just speak about Ireland, but you weren't able to, you know, speak your own language,
right?
You know,
and they accused him of making a seditious speech. Come on. Yeah.
And you know, McSweeney was such a great, he went on to become the Lord Mayor of Cork after Tomás McCurtain was shot in Blackpool, and eventually went on hunger strike in Brixton Prison and survived for 74 days. And if the British didn't learn their lesson during 1916 with executing our leaders, well, then they surely didn't get it right with McSweeney, because 74 days, it became an international trial, really. And in fact, Gandhi attributed his peaceful protest down to McSweeney
as being
the inspiration, yeah. In fact, McSweeney was, his funeral mass took place in, in my local parish church, Donar Cathedral.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
God bless him.
Mm-hmm. In fact, there's footage on YouTube if you Google Terence McSweeney funeral, and you can see the horse and carriage coming in through the Donar Chapel. And you can just see, it's just amazing. It sets it out, like, and you can see, you know, the role of the Catholic Church, because, you know, they brought his body back on a ferry on a little tugboat, and he's brought up through Cork Harbour, and the streets of Cork are aligned with just people there, and just, this was the raw emotion that people were going through, and just incredible.
That's all we have time for today on Today in 1916. We encourage you to learn more about your Irish history and heritage, particularly during the centennial year. Tune in next month for more historical facts on Today in 1916. And for an entertaining look at the story of Ireland and song through history, you should definitely see Paddy Homan's terrific one-man show, I Am Ireland.
You've been listening to Today in 1916, presented by Hibernian Transmedia NFP and the I Am Ireland show with Paddy Homan. Funding for this program was provided by Hibernian Transmedia NFP and the Ireland 2016 Global and Diaspora Fund through the Consulate General of Ireland, Chicago. For more info, please visit hiberniantransmedia.org.
And I dreamt I yet might see our fetters rend in twain.